Hey everybody, I'm Marjorie and you're watching Ask at Dead End Hip Hop. Hi, Raphael.
What's good, what's good?
Kidding.
D, why do you always smile like that?
Because just, I don't know. Because
you looking at you.
You guys doing okay?
Yeah,
how about you?
Yeah.
All right?
How are you doing?
Good?
I'm good.
How's 2013 treating you so far?
I think it's treating me good. I mean, nothing happened yet, so.
This question comes from Antoine Rashad. Thank you so much for your question, Antoine. And he goes, what up? Loving the YouTube channel. Been watching it for more than ever lately. And then he goes in to talk about some topics that he wanted us to talk about. And so I thought this one was pretty interesting. Should the time it takes for an artist to develop be considered when determining whether they are good or not? Or should the music, regardless of how long it took them to develop it, speak for itself? And he goes through, I guess the example he gives is Trinidad James. And he's like, he feels like the guy blew up off of one song, and he openly admitted that he's only been rapping for less than a year. And according to him, it really pissed a lot of people off that he was, because I guess that he was basically meant to be put on. And it goes against, like, when people say, oh, hip hop is dead and this and that. To some critics, that's proof that hip hop is dead. So Antoine wants to know, do you think that does how long it takes to develop the artist, should it matter?
Honestly, nah, because everybody's different. You know what I'm saying? Like, Trinidad James' situation is Trinidad James' situation, regardless if he's been rapping for 10 months or he's been rapping for 10 years. You know what I'm saying? Like, look at 2 Chainz. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? He, you know, as Titty Boy, he got a little some, but he really didn't blow up after 2 Chainz. So, everybody's different. And for me, when it's your time to blow, it's your time to blow. You know what I'm saying? So, the time of you developing, to me, is irrelevant. It's irrelevant.
I think what Antoine's kind of saying, I guess, is that, like, if you're considering yourself to be an artist, it does take time to develop that craft. And if you're coming into something saying, oh, I've only been doing this for, like, 6 months, and...
But here's the thing. Sometimes somebody just has a better, just a more natural gift to do something. So what might take somebody 6 months to develop a sound, might take somebody else another year, might take somebody as soon the first time they pick up the mic and be like, damn, this person already has it. So that, and every artist is different. So
but
that's
do you think it takes away from, like, being authentic if it's just something that you decided to do one day?
No.
That, you know?
No, because hip-hop, just like any other art form, it, you know, the authenticity of it is the person, you know what I'm saying, their music. So obviously you're not gonna appeal to everybody, you know, no artist is that broad. But if somebody likes you, and if you have that it factor, if you sound like a rapper, if the moment you step into that booth and you sound good, then it doesn't matter. Time is irrelevant, I think, in my opinion. Time is irrelevant. If you're good as soon as you step in the booth, then that's fine. If it takes you a year to get your sound to hone you in, that's fine too.
When you say, like, good, you mean good as far as what the record label standards, or like good as you think you a good MC,
or you know what other people think? Because obviously, to me, I believe that you're only as good as how many people like you. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's gone. No. That's gone.
No, I'm just saying, we've been doing this show and you still have that type of thing? You're only as good as how many people like you?
No, not how many. Okay, that came off wrong.
I hope so.
It came off wrong.
So you're saying Trinidad James is better than Big Crit then?
Obviously, that's what you're going with. I guess what I'm trying to say is like, for some people, like, Trinidad James is better than other people, right? So for that fan base, it is what it is. Like, for me, like, I don't like Trinidad James better than Big Crit. More people might be on Trinidad James than Big Crit right now, but damn, all right.
Yeah, you fucked up, dude.
Yeah, it's right in my head. I can't get it out.
You messing up, man. You messing up.
Look, if we're talking about if we're talking about Trinidad James, I don't understand why anybody is surprised that he's only been rapping for 10 months. What about his song told you something different? If he came out and said he's been rapping all his life, I'd be like, Really?
This is as far as you got?
This is as far as you got? Again, this is nothing against Trinidad James, but it's not like he's coming out spitting all these multi-syllabic, you know what I mean? No, he's just having fun. He's giving you very simplistic lyrics that you can... Remember how I was saying before the key to making a hit song was like having a really catchy hook? I think that that's changed. Now it's like you need a catchy hook, but you also need extremely simplistic ass lyrics that aren't going to confuse you. Trinidad James has perfected that. Same thing with Chief Keef. That's why I was kind of putting them in the same lane, even though everybody got upset. It's that really simplistic, I ain't talking about nothing important hip hop. If that's what you like, great, get it. As far as him being good or talented because he's only rapping for a short period of time, I don't give a shit. Like, if you came out and you rapped for 2 days and you spit like Killer Mike, I'd be like, damn, you're a fucking prodigy. Or you spent too much of your life doing something else. You should have been in that booth. I don't think how long you've been rapping makes a difference. I think people are just mad because they've been doing that same style and they didn't get it. They didn't get to where he got it quick.
They didn't get that $2 million deal.
They didn't get that $2 million deal and they're pissed off.
They like, oh hell no.
So isn't that what we call hating? Isn't that how the little kids say it?
Right,
all you youngsters,
they hate.
Stop hating. They stop hating on that band.
They, you know, they're trying to spin this whole I've been rapping for 10 months story now. I think they realized that they made a mistake when he said it. So now what the new narrative is, oh no, you know, I just started taking it seriously the last 10 months. You know, I've been rapping before then, but prior to then, you know, I wasn't taking it serious. So I stopped, I started doing something else. But 10 months ago, I started taking it seriously. I went and found the beat, but I put it together, and this is where I'm at.
The game, after he got shot up, right, his story is that 3 weeks, he started rapping after he got shot, and in 3 weeks, that's when he got the deal with Dre. 3 weeks. He hadn't rapped before that. So to me, it's irrelevant. Time is irrelevant. It doesn't matter. It matters how you sound when you get in that booth and you drop your mixtape or you drop your single or whatever the hell you putting out. That's what matters. Like, Trinidad James... I like All Gold Everything. You know what I'm saying? Fuck you, Mike. I like All Gold Everything. I like the song he's talking about, his main bitch and his side chick, whatever.
He has a mixtape. Listen to it.
I thought he only had one song. I don't want to. I don't want to, Dad.
So to me, I think time is irrelevant. Time does not matter. It matters what comes out of that artist's catalog of whatever time period he's been doing it.
He's just a testament to the world we're in now.
Yeah.
You know, this kind of thing I don't think would have happened in the golden era.
Hell.
You know, because you weren't allowed to spit the kind of shit that Trinidad James is spitting. He's a testament to where hip-hop is now. Whether you take it good or whether you take it bad, it is what it fucking is. If you don't like it, don't listen to the man's music. But if you want something fun, who gives a shit how long it took him to put together this fun song? I don't think anybody's looking to Trinidad James for fucking morals.
No.
Or stories or anything important. They're looking to him to have a good time.
And yeah.
How long does it take you to put together a fun... I mean, we could probably sit here in 30 minutes and put together an All Gold Everything. But that's not what we do. I congratulate Trinidad James. Life. You know what?
Straight
people might
Instagram straight stunting.
Yeah.
I mean, that's, you know, it's a funny song, man. Shit.
Yeah, it's just whatever. Man.
Hips to bitches that shop in Linux.
Yeah, I like that part. The hips to bitches that shop in Linux.
You know, for me, I think that, you know, Mike alluded to it a little bit, you know, where hip hop is right now. I agree. I don't like the aspect of where, like, an artist like this can get all this pub and just blow the fuck up, but you have other artists that are as good, well, better as an artist that don't get the same type of shine. And that's my problem.
And I think that's the issue, though. And I think that's why people are taking offense to Trinidad James receiving a $2 million deal from Def Jam, because he has only said he's been doing it for 10 months. So people are offended by that.
Thing to get upset about.
I'm not saying today.
Oh no, you're not saying. I'm just saying, like, in today's world and how hip hop is, this kind of thing should be expected. I said this shit back with Lil B. Like, this is the decline of lyrics. If you're looking for lyrics, why are you looking to Def Jam and the radio? You should expect people like Trinidad James to be on the radio. So don't get upset. Don't get upset. Keep doing your fucking thing. Keep making your mixtapes. Keep giving us free music. Who gives a shit?
Damn, so little be paid the way for him,
huh?
So little be paid.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that I said that in the review. I don't know that little be paid the way for him. I don't think so at all. I just think that. I think Trinidad James is just doing what needs to be done as far as that type of rap. Why put a whole bunch of work into this? Why put a whole bunch of time and lyricism into that kind of music? There's no reason to.
Well, what if people don't want to, like, just keep making mixtapes? They want to get paid $2 million for the work that they put in.
Aw, I can't really feel that bad for you. If you're making the same kind of music that Trinidad James is making.
I don't think it's just those
people. No, I know, but I'm saying, but those are the only ones where I would understand you being upset. If you're in that lane, if you're in the same lane Trinidad James is in and you've been making that kind of music for 10 years and you ain't gotten nowhere, maybe it's time for you to let it go. Maybe you need to go find something else to do.
Yeah.
But if you're Joey Badass and you're getting mad at Trinidad James, your priorities are mixed up because that's not where you want to be anyway, I would assume. Do you want to be in that silly, simplistic lane? If not, then don't worry about it.
Have you guys heard about, I can't think of like the name of the guy, but he's has something to do with the Martin Lawrence show. Remember the show Martin?
Jerome?
Yeah.
That's him.
Yeah. Yeah, that's no, true. But they're saying that he's being sued for stealing that character.
Wait. Yeah, no, because
I can't think of the guy. Someone who created the show.
That's some lame ass shit. In.
Yeah.
He go sit your stupid ass down.
Because the Trinidad name didn't blow up.
No, he doesn't have a case.
He didn't look enough like Jerome. Because if he came out going, okay, then I'd be like, okay, now it's obvious you're stealing that character, but he's just dressing. I mean, when I look at him, he dresses ridiculous, but I wouldn't be that surprised to see somebody dressing like that at the fucking thrift store I just came from.
Exactly.
Well, he's heavy into fashion, so it's not like he's just...
Right, he ran a fashion store. He's not...
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
He ran a fashion store here in Atlanta. Where?
Oh,
come on, Value Village. I just left there. I got me a nice shirt for $350.
No, we're talking about like he's in the high fashion. Like the stuff he's wearing is expensive. And exclusive.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing that people that get into fashion don't seem to understand. I don't give a fuck how much that outfit costs.
Right.
You look fucking ridiculous.
I'm not saying.
So now I'm taking. Now I'm taking everything I said back, because if he's into high fashion and he's choosing to dress like that, then he is putting himself out as a character, because ASAP Rocky is apparently into high fashion, and so is. I don't think he stole Jerome. I just think that what he's doing is he's trying to appeal to the people that already dress crazy like that.
And people started that. It's not like Trinidad James came out with that. People started making fun of Trinidad James and started to call him Jerome. And now all of a sudden the creator said, you know what? You're right. He is stealing my bit. Yeah, right. So, yeah, give me a piece of that. Give me a piece of that.
I'd be surprised if he gets some sort of settlement. Because people
there's no barriers. There's no way to prove it.
It's a style. I think it's his legit style. Let that man have a style. Let him be him.
I have no issue. I mean, I wouldn't walk out the house looking like that. But who am I to make fun of somebody's clothes?
It's not that different from like a Wiz Khalifa or something like
that. No, I really don't think so. Exactly. I agree with you. Yeah. And look at how fucking Theophilus London dresses now.
Exactly.
Like, it's like, why are they making a big deal out of Trent? I think the only reason that they're doing that is because, like, Theophilus has like that artistic kind of sound. They expect him to be a little weird, but when you see somebody like Trinidad James, you got that hood sound.
Right.
You're supposed to look like a hood nigga.
Exactly.
And he doesn't look like a hood nigga.
Right.
He looks like some dude that would hang out at Lenox Mall, but like, you know what I mean? No shots. Yeah, I'm just saying,
just
it's fact.
You just being straight up.
So I think that's really what it is. If he was making a different kind of music, they wouldn't care about his clothes. But the dude suing him, get a fucking life, dog. You're still making money off a rerun. Shut the fuck up.
That's not gonna do anything, man.
And that's all you did in your life anyway was create Jerome? Come on, bro.